Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. Way I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're left in the fine smoke.
Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.
Dayton, I say up and running. Charlie Brown say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. True, they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason, reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only pass through for a season, season. God bless, I go weed them, weed them.
Good night, Bahamas. And welcome to the Nassau Guardian. I am your host, Valentino Braun, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge or Scroogey, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday except holidays. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. And you can text, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. Our producer tonight is Mr. Chris. And it's again to be a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be your host on this wonderful, wonderful show. Inside the Inner City is a show that is for the Bahamian people. We provide solution. We talk about problems that we're facing in our country so that we can see how we can find a way to correct the issues that we're facing in our country. And we have so much issues going on in our country. So we're going to talk a little bit today about the recent fire, the response. We want to talk about last week on the ambulance services in the country, if it's adequate, and their response time, because we all know response time dictates on how you can save a life. It goes to the same thing as the police response time, because the response time is the most important time in police pursuit or in order to stop crime. Once a call is called in, the police has a few minutes, depending on which unit is in that particular area, and they have to find a time frame within that 1-2 minutes to see if they can get on the scene, if they can apprehend the culprit. And we want to talk about the time response. We also want to talk about, as one of the richest Caribbean countries in the world, why is it that in these major fires, we don't have the adequate fire trucks? It's that it seems like our governments over the years have not understood that the country has expanded. There are many businesses in the country. And I was talking to a senior officer down at the Ministry of National Security, which I am a consultant, non-paid consultant, working under Dr. David Allen and Kiva Battle, as persons who talk about solutions to the crime problem in the country. And the officer, he, you know, stated that most Bahamians in the country, you know, have to, how I'm going to put it? He said that most people in the country has to know that they have a great responsibility to be the government themselves. And sometimes, you know, like their citizens arrest, we have to analyze the situation and what we need in Andres, what we need in Grandstand, what we need in Camp Road, what we need in Fox Hill, whether that include additional ambulance, whether that include we need a new clinic, because we have outgrown the capacity of the Princess Margaret Hospital. And it puts a screen, you know, on the nurses and doctors who are at that location because of the volume of people that goes to the Princess Margaret Hospital. So it's safe to say that if we were to strategize to ease the pressure off the Princess Margaret Hospital and start to say, you know what, we need to build alternative clinics around national problems to ease the burden and also the time response and to take the pressure off the nurses and doctors at Princess Margaret Hospital. But before I get into the topic, I just want to give my condolences to the late, great Rodney Munka, the woman them. You know, Mr. Munka, he was very exciting. You know, he made you laugh. You know, he was serious, man of business. You know, regardless, you know, he was more like he was an activist, he was a comedian, but he was also a person who opened the eyes and ears of the everyday Bahamian. So he had a close relationship with the general public based on his talk show and his personality, you know. And, you know, we're gonna miss him, but, you know, we all got to go down that road one day. And you just have to make sure that you are in the right place. Okay, and when I mean the right place is that I want you to think about it before I go into the topic with the fire engines and the fire. This was on my mind, you know. Boys, let me just use me in New York to see where I'm coming from. There are a lot of people who are in Princess Margaret Hospital who are in bed, and many of them are never going home. Many of them are going to die lonely in the Princess Margaret Hospital. And it's very sad because a lot of the people in the hospital, some are close with their relatives and family, and some are not. And because of that, a lot of people are actually suffering in the Princess Margaret Hospital. A lot of people want to go home to die, to be around their loved ones. But circumstances made them unable to, and they helped to spend their last days in the Princess Margaret Hospital looking up in the ceiling. And some of the main reasons that they are in this position, because many people have not done enough with their lives when they were young. And I'm not here to criticize nobody. This is reality. You know, we waste our life as young individuals, doing what we want, but we're not doing what we're supposed to do. What is life? Life is that you have to understand that you have to develop yourself and try as best as you can to put yourself in a position to own a home. You have to try your best as much as possible to see how you can work your way up to being self-sufficient, that you're not poor. You have to put yourself in a position that when you reach a certain age, you know that you're going to die. and that. If you don't want to end up in a hospital, like so many of our family members who are left abandoned in the hospital because they didn't have a good relationship with their brothers and sisters or their aunt. Some might not even have a good relationship with their mother or father. And because of that, you don't have a connection with those individuals. And over the years, it's like if you don't put nothing in the relationship, if you have a brother and you don't talk to him, what you think is going to happen? If you have a sister and you don't talk to her, what you think is going to happen when you get sick in the hospital? Are they going to come and see you? Or they're going to say, man, I don't like him and I don't want to go up there because y'all don't have no type of connection, even though your brothers and sisters come with the same mom. You know, and sometimes it's be the individual because the person is not a people's person. And because of that, you push people away from you. You know, you live your life and you're a selfish person. You know, you fight down the family members. You know, you're only into yourself. You know, you backstab everyone in your family, so they eventually, you know, everyone turn their back on you. And then when you fall sick and you go in the hospital, and you didn't plan for your future, you know, you mess up your life, you didn't save no money, you're going nightclubbing, you're wasting your money on woman, you're wasting your money on man, you're wasting your money on friends. When this money you're supposed to save and prepare yourself for your home, for your transportation, and for your future, and then preparing for when you hit old age, that you have type of some security that you'll end up in the Princess Margaret Hospital. Me, I'm trying my best now to put myself in a position that when I do fall ill, I'm going to have the nurse come by my house. Okay? I'm going to have a cousin or a nephew or someone who I close with, who I'm going to groom and build a relationship of love so that when I fall weak, they'd be present there with me to lift my leg out of the bed, lift my leg in the bed or take my leg out of the bed, and if they can, assist me to the bathroom or put me in the car. These things coming for all of us who hit old age. But are we in this country, are we planning for this? Are we trying to reconcile with our brothers and our sisters? The only time you see these individuals is when someone passed away, then you see everybody. Okay? Then you wish that, you know, you had a relationship with this individual. Okay? So I want you all to think for a minute. What is life? Take it seriously. Don't waste your youth. You're going to get old. And one day you will die. But it's how you go. There are things called untimely death. And untimely death means that sometimes we eat bad. And we don't take care of our body. And because of that, we develop chronically ill diseases, cancer, diabetes, hypertension, sexually transmitted disease. Take your life serious, people. Take your health serious. Prolong your life. Prolong your life, okay? There are a lot of people in Princess Margaret Hospital that should not be there. The reason they're there is because they didn't take care of their body. This body that we have is the temple of the Lord. Females out there, take care of your body. Because if you don't take care of your body and you get sick, do you all see the condition that people are in at the Princess Margaret Hospital? One day, you see them walking on the road. Next week, they're in the hospital. Next week, they're dead. Now, I just want you to know that we all are going to die one day. One day. They say that some of us still will be living when Christ comes back on this earth. And that means that's our children. It could be us right now in this generation. Now, we could probably be the generation that Christ comes and we don't know, but the time is short. But all I'm saying to you, take care of your body. Your body is the temple of the Lord. And that means you break down on your sexual activities, okay? You break down because there are a lot of sexually transmitted diseases that are being spread in this country because there's no proper education going on in this country, okay? Remember, this body is the temple of the Lord. And when you violate it and you don't take care of it, it's not going to take care of you. You could be strong today. And when you go in the hospital, all your strength get taken away. Now you have to be sitting on in this hospital, laying on this hospital at the nurses and doctors' discretion, not of your own. Now you belong to them. And the only person who can help you is the Almighty. So remember, people, your body is the temple of the Lord. Yeah, so I just want to say that to the general public. I think that's very important. You know, and I'm gonna talk about me. You know, see one thing about Valentino Brown. I'm not gonna talk to y'all unless I talk with myself. See, I'm the most realest, honest person you're gonna ever meet because I talk on myself and I pass judgment on myself before I talk about others. You know, that's why I'm saying that. I did not have a good relationship with my mom. You know, she never took care of me. In fact, my mom is actually my grandmother. My auntie, my uncle, Yvonne Brennan, Lillian Brennan, Barry Brennan, and my grandmother's deceased now, Olivia's Brown, but they were actually my mother, all of them right there. They treated me well. My grandmother took me away from my mom when I was a baby. And she took me away from my mom because my mom was caught up in the streets. And that's why I'm telling you not to waste your life, okay? Do not waste your life. Put your energy and your time into building a strong future. Prepare for the good times and prepare for when you're gonna leave this earth, okay? So I grew up with my grandmother. And over the course of the years, me and my mother was living in the same community. And I would normally see, and that's not to be disrespectful to my mom. I'm telling the truth. I love my mom now, but I don't have a relationship with my mom. I love her because she's my mom and I see her every day. I know she's my mom. But never once she ever cradled me in my arms. Never once she kissed me. Never one day she hugged me. Never one day. You know, then how she changed her life. You know, she lost a lot of her time. You know, and she started to change her life when she was around about 47, 48, 49. Changed her life, become a part of the church, and start to be a mother to me, which I accept, you know, because I understand her predicament because it was just not her predicament. There were many other people who were going similar problems with the drug problem in our community. So it wasn't just my mom. There were many other moms, but I'm saying, this is how the connection was not there between me and her. And anytime I find little odd jobs, I would see her on the streets why she is using drugs and doing what she's doing that she thinks is right and not paying attention to none of her children. I'm one of five. My grandmother took me. Then social service took the rest of the children after. Then social service took the rest of the children after me. And the result of that is that they end up in a home. And the same thing would happen to my mom, happened to my sister, where her children, she ended up similar to my mom, who I had on the radio talking about a year and a half ago, who lives in the States. Now, I just recently met, who we reunite from we were kids. And who were kids, and my sister ended up like that, where our children get stuck in the States, and she's trying to explain to her kids now what went wrong with her, and similar. And then my other brothers and sisters, they were killed in Carmichael Road in the triple murder where my brother, my sister, and his girlfriend. And my sister at the time was close to 9 months pregnant, getting ready to conceive. And my brother's girlfriend, she was about 3 months pregnant. So in all, it was like 5 people got killed. All right? So that's the result of my mom not planning, or my mom, my father, not planning a future for us as children. And because of that, I end up in the gang life, the drug life. My brother ended up in the drug life. My brother now is spending like 24 years in Cuba. And my brother and sister, like I said, are in their grave. I'm trying to work with my sister now to find my niece and nephews who are scattered about in the Bahamas. But as I get stronger, I'm working on it because, you know, it's work in progress. Yeah. But, so anyway, let me finish the story with my mom. So, my mom, her illness came down on her. She was in an apartment. She was paying rent. She was living with Mr. Johnson, who's now deceased. She didn't have a roof over her head. I mean, she didn't have one place on the roof over her head. She ain't had no money in the bank. So all those years she wasted, you know, all those years she wasted on God's green earth. And that's because of circumstances, and I understand that, you know. She is not at fault, you know. It was the community, you know, and people would say that everyone has choices in life. There are young people who know how hard it is in the country, all right, to live in these communities that is poor, crime riddled, and no opportunities. So anyway, she fell ill, you know, and when she fell ill, you know, I'm the first, and she loved me, you know, regardless of how it was, she loved me. And I would go visit her while she was in the hospital, you know, she was very sick. These were her last days while she was living. So, you know, I had to build my nerve up, people listen to me. That's why don't end up in this position because you will regret it. You know, sometimes I had to make up my mind to go see my mom. You know, no one other. You know, like you're thinking to yourself, should I go or should not I go? You know, why would I want to do something like that and that's my mom? It's because the relationship wasn't there between us. The love wasn't there between us, but I went a few times, and boy, I get it put on me. When I went to go, I missed a couple of days, and the nurse, you know, called me on my phone, you know, and when she called me, she said that Miss Brennan, her son, she said that you need to come by the hospital and see your mom because she always, when she unconscious, you know, like when people in that state, you know, they passing on, you know, a lot of people be passing on, you know, so she keep calling my name and I didn't go, people. I didn't go. You know, I've been before, but I didn't go. You know, I didn't go. You know, I was preoccupied with my own life. And that time my mom, she was dying on a bed. You know? So, my auntie called me the very next day. And then she told me that we have to go by the hospital. They didn't want to tell me. So on our way, the nurse, not alive, the nurse on our way, I went early. And then it was too early. And then the nurse put it on me, you know. She put it on me, boy. And the nurse put it on me, boy. She said, you was this Miss Brennan's son, and she being here, calling you, and you didn't even come, you know. I can tell Illinois, you know, me and my mom wasn't like that. But that still was my mom and there's a connection, you know. But the strange part about it, I did it. But there were so many other people in there. There were so many people in there. There were so many people in there who had the same request of seeing a loved one to come and see them, either their daughter or someone. They just was calling me because, like, these people, these individuals who are going on to the next realm, I call it the next realm, next phase of the evolution after the soul leaves the body. I don't know where it's going, but before they leave and they're in the hospital, they're making their amends with God. And if they did something wrong to somebody, they want to apologize to them, whether it's a brother, sister, or a friend, because they are seeing things that we don't see, because they're in between life and they're in between death. And that is the worst feeling that I've ever been through in my life. So I'm going to tell this to be human people out there. Stop being selfish, okay? Do family reunion, okay? Don't waste your life and die in the Princess Margaret Hospital in those bed. That is the worst feeling in the world. I admit my grandmother out the hospital before she passed away because she said that she wanted to pass away home. So I talked to my uncle, Barry Brennan, and the doctor discharged her. And within 3 days, we took my grandmother home, and she died home peacefully. Her two daughters, them, with their bed now, changing now, treated so good. And then she died peacefully home. Princess Margaret Hospital is a torment. You know, the lights are on, it's cold, you know, it's lonely, you know, you're seeing people pass away on the side of you, scaring you even more. Someone who you just see that day, and the next day, that one, you see them carrying them. Knowing it's your time shortly, male medical, one and female medical, male medical two and female medical two, that's what you think it is. They're the last stage of individuals who go up there. Most people who go in those ward, they might have months, a year, 2 years, but anyone who goes in those ward, their time is short. So please, y'all young guys, y'all females out there, plan for your future, okay? Don't waste your life. Plan for your future, people. Because one day, you're going to regret it when you ain't got nothing. Some people can't even get buried. Okay? And I'm going to begin the show now. The nurses in the Bahamas, you know, they was demonstrating the other day, which they have the right to. They were demonstrating the other day because of the hiring of Filipinos, African doctors, Cuban doctors and nurses by the Princess Margaret Hospital and in the healthcare sector. And, you know, I listened, and the lady, she made a very valid points on how they are being treated. They are underpaid, which I totally, totally agree, right? They overwork. And I believe that's one of the reasons that the government brought in the Cuban, brought in the Filipinos, and brought in the African doctors to make up the slack. But also, a lot of nurses and doctors are leaving because they are underpaid here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And with the nurse, who was representing the nursing organization, you know, it was on Beyond the Headline, and Shanique Miller. And everything she said, I agree with. But at the same time, the nurses too deserve a pay increase, okay? They do. They overwork and they work hard. You know, sometimes the nurses act as doctors. We can't dispute that. But overall, when my grandmother was at the hospital, no disrespect to no Bahamian nurses. You know, she talked about how she was treated professionally wise. There were some good Bahamian nurses, but she also said that the nurses, them, you know, were treating them a little rough, how they're lifting up their legs and stuff like that. And then she pointed, you know, there was Filipino nurses on the floor. And then she pointed and she said, they good nurses. So as I watch, you know, the nurses them was doing their rounds, and I'm not disrespecting no hard working nurse in this country. Or no hard doctors in this country. I understand they are underpaid. So she told me that they take their time, they wipe them, they change them. And then she said the Bahamian nurses are a little too rough. Those Filipinos and those Cuban nurses, that's their profession. They take that hard. Not no disrespect to the Bahamian nurses, but if you're underpaid, you're stressed out. You know, you're dealing with a volume of people with chronically ill disease. You know, and you have your own personal life. This can be very confusing for the Bahamian nurses because they're underpaid. And now they feel threatened when the government hire foreign nurses and doctors. You know, and I think that it's not a bad thing. You know, I think that the Bahamian nurses and doctors should be paid. And I think that the Filipinos and African doctors and the Cuban doctors, there's nothing wrong with having them in your country. Because sometimes foreigners work even harder or better at certain job skill level. Because when they come here to work. Not to polish their nails, not to be insulting to the patients or individuals who come into the hospital. I'm not saying this is all nurses, but these are some of the complaints that many of the Bahamian people are being saying about the service at the hospital. And all this is because of how the nurses are underpaid, they're stressed out, and they're not really fully appreciated in the country. So maybe we need foreign nurses and doctors in the country because they come more, not say, they come more showing hospitality and understand the care. You know, because when I tell you I was on the ward, I watch how the nurses would lift up the patient's leg and they would wipe and they'd say, Ms. Brown, turn on the side. I'm going to move you on this side. I'm going to take you on this next side. And they work together and they actually feel any discomfort, you know. And we need professionalism. You know, if there's a pay raise, I think just more training, more appreciation. And I just wanted to rub that in, you know, because it's very important for us to understand what's going on in our country. You know, there's nothing wrong with having foreign nurses and doctors from Cuba, from the Philippines, because they do their job diligently. There are many of you who listen to the show right now who will agree on what I'm talking about, the hospitality. Okay? Because it's the truth. And the Bahamian nurses are underpaid, and the doctors are underpaid, and that's why they're leaving. And we need them to stay here. But we need, you know. So, just want to say that. Okay. And we talked about that. All right. Now, I want to talk about the recent inferno that happened recently on Bay Street, where it's reported that a number of structures are burned completely to the ground. And the response time of the Royal Bahamas Fire Branch, it's hard to believe. It's reported that, you know, the fire started and many calls went in, and this fire would not have erupted if the response time was in that first 10, 20 minutes. Now, I want to remind the general public that the fire station is not even 10 minutes away to that location. That fire engine can start up and be by that structure within 5 minutes. I go on listening. They arrive 30, 40 minutes. How is that possible? And then they didn't have enough fire trucks to distinguish this fire. Fire engines had to come from the airport. So that takes about from that's over an hour. But an hour to get from the airport to the vicinity of Bay Street. What kind of country are we living in? Then the other day in Freeport, we had a wildfire. And then they couldn't control it because they ain't had enough fire engine as well. So the opposition leader, Michael Pinder, if I'm correct, I could be wrong. He was down there. He's from member bottom of Freeport. And he was down there. And I think they got some private fire engines to come and assist with the wildfire happening in Freeport. What is going on in our country? Then on the family island of the day, someone got injured. And they didn't have an ambulance. They had to throw this behemoth person who pays taxes on the back of a truck. What is the MP of this community is doing about it? Yeah, that's my take on it. In the United States of America, Donald Trump is the president, right? But do you know that in each state they have a governor? And this governor has his own ambulance service. He has his own hospital. He has his own army. He has his own disaster response team. He has his own police force. He has helicopters. He has rescued this because he has a United States of America in that one state. So even though Donald Trump is president, he is the governor. In other words, this is what I'm saying to the general public. If you're a member of parliament for Andres that has a population of a couple thousand persons, you're going to try to tell me now that you don't have two or three ambulances over there? You're going to tell me now you don't have three or two fire engine or fire station over there? You're going to tell me we don't have a team of police officers, a team of defense force officers stationed there with all the adequate equipment that you need to run a county, like each governor in the United States of America? The governors take responsibility for their communities. Each member of parliament is a governor. So what I'm saying to you is this. This is what I'm saying to you. Abaco, Freeport, and all these places, based on the population, each member of parliament supposed to say what they need for their community in order for it to be a vibrant community. If an ambulance has to come from, you get shoot, or you have a heart attack, and you're out Carmichael Road, people, listen to this, we are not, our leaders are not thinking. How is it that if you get shoot, knowing the response time, that if the ambulance get there in a certain amount of time, they could save your life. But if you get shoot, or you have a heart attack, and you're out Carmichael Road, how long does it take the ambulance to leave Princess Margaret Hospital to get to Carmichael Road? You would be dead. You would bleed out. You don't think by now, and if they do have these fire stations, they're not working. No maintenance. So I'm going to take this one call. Go ahead, call, and you're on Inside in the City.
Good afternoon, Squidgy.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm fine, sir.
Hey, Squidgy.
Yes, sir.
You know they prioritize Roundup.
You get that right.
Hey, listen here. Squidgy.
Yes, sir.
You know what's more important than anything else in this country?
What's that? Politics, eh?
Showing off, man. Showing off. How much the BMW cost? $150,000-$300,000.
But I see three of them park up the other day. I see they had two of the previous prime minister's car parked up in the garage of the fire station.
Hey, Suji.
Go ahead, sir.
Fire truck ain't important, buddy. You joking?
We need
EV, man.
What we need?
All kind of electric vehicles, government employees, blinging around, everyone showing off with their hair dead, nails dead, bleaching job dead, tattoo dead, all the fake accessories on. The women them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, this the government prioritized so wrong and silly. It ain't funny. And you know what? Stretching themselves so thin, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could barely take care of here. They want to extend themselves and even send man them to Haiti, baby. What be doing in Haiti? Huh? Hello? Hello?
I listen to you, boss.
I mean, what be doing there? We got enough ice in here. Ice in standing around it, man. That's Squidgy. Squidgy. We need Donald Trump, buddy, because he's man around here. They so up in the corruption with these people. Huh? That damn thing, all this time, but the embassy would be open there on the city street, right?
Yes, sir.
But all shut up like they closed, right?
Yeah.
With one of the vehicles, it's some CD-404, CD-400, something like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
These cars, and the diplomat cars, that's part of the also, we can think, they ain't got no government. Haiti run by gangs. Right? Right?
Yes, sir.
And so if they run by gangs, don't have a government, how are they going to have an embassy and operating documents moving through, going to Hawkinson and things, people are getting everything sorted out. But people have to get things sorted out, they got to go home. But they're here getting things sorted out. Hello?
I'm listening.
You think it's right, man? Do you think him is one of that kind of right in Haiti? Where they could just, you know, take the Haitian system and turn it upside down to satisfy his behemoth. They won't allow it. They kill you.
They ain't allow it. They own people right now going on.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is foolishness.
There are thousands.
Fred Mitchell, I guess I'm calling him all the time, you know.
There are thousands. If you look on the internet, you'll see where there are thousands of Haitian nationals are running out of the city. Or the coastal city where gang members have took over, they are fleeing for their lives, crossing a river.
But look here. So what would make give the Bahamas government the right or even know who these people are? If the person who they bringing over on Bahamas there, see you know they ain't really deporting no one, right?
No.
You see that, right?
Yeah.
You know why?
Because election.
Because they illegally importing them.
For election.
Giving them our passport. No one, I believe, even saying, I don't ask what they think.
Wow.
Because look here, what happened to them two people who were in Bahamas, who carried 100,000 over there? Some corrupt deal. And they supposed to tell us about it. We ain't known that this was like two months ago, you know?
Yeah, boss.
Why they're so hush.
Boy, listen, there's so
much. Who them people is? Why are they naming in the paper?
Hey, listen, right now, there's so much corruption going on right now. We don't know. What to talk about? We are seeing things with the police. We are seeing things with the politicians. We are seeing corruption at the passport office. Man, it's crazy.
And then I understand that Fred Mitchell, he wants basically like basically make a move now. Where he could issue passport like at a different embassy, this and that and that. We be in problem, you know, but
we done in problems, man.
We be in serious problem because the people in who we elect to go and do our business. You know what? They corrupt.
We done in problems, buddy.
They corrupt.
We done
and
in
you know
problem.
What? They continue to be corrupt. You know why? Because they never face no penalty. That's why they need people like Trump. Because guess what Trump, you know what they do?
Mm-hmm.
They find a crooked judge who will hide immigrants and all like all these hard things will be pleading or they sleeve and things for these nationals. They will come illegally, right?
Yeah.
You know what they do with them? They jail them.
Mm-hmm.
And see, in the Bahamas, we don't do things like that. The politicians, They're just like they free from being prosecuted and things, and they can do any corruption until we put our foot down and then make penalties for them. They criminals, man. think of flying the common man on the street and put like any kind of penalty on them, and they must pay the price. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So fair to be living in the country and think you got politicians going to all corruption and things, and none of them can ever see any kind of a jail cell or nothing. Something wrong with that. Because look like all they want to do is get elected into office to do the corruption because they know what they ain't going to ever face no penalty. You think that's right, Scrooge?
I know it ain't right.
Why we allow that? That's why I say we need to get Trump, right?
You know what the real problem is, buddy? Let me just explain to you. We have 50,000 people. It's PLP. We have our next 50,000 is FNM. That's the problem right there. And where
I get that.
There's about 50,000 people who is PLP, and there's about 50,000 people who is FNM. And whatever their party do wrong, they're going to accept it. So, that's what the problem is. See, we have people on both sides who fighting for their party, and whatever their party do wrong, they're not going to accept it. So when we have people who do corruption, like the police and et cetera, or government officials, you see, they slap that under the rug. The only reason we was know about this corruption that went on, going on with this drug smuggling, is because he got caught, brother. So you can imagine how much corruption that was going on over the years, and look how much poor, innocent young guys out there were getting charged with things and getting killed. And seems to me that it was pointed at the persons who were supposed to be protecting and serving us.
Yeah, you ain't lie about that.
So that's our problem. The 50,000 PLP and the 50,000 FNM who are part of both of these parties, whether their party does wrong.
They're right.
That's the problem. Until we can find a way to say, hey, we are behemoths. And if our party's doing something wrong, we woke them on them. There's corruption going on in the passport office. Why is not the passport office has investigators and people are being questioned at the office?
Are you serious, man?
Why?
Even immigration, man?
Why?
Huh?
Because everyone is protected. Everyone is a part of a party system. Everyone, the director might get appointed by the PLP. The thinker might get appointed by the...
Yeah, that's our problem. And hey, Scrooge.
Yes, sir.
On the next note, make condolences to Mr. Manka, you know.
Yes.
You know, I mean, even though, I mean, like, the only thing I had with Rodney Manka, I mean, like, he always say he was conflicted.
Yeah, you know how you go, man.
He's
there. Ain't too serious, you know.
He's serious with that Haitian thing, though. That's the only thing I have. But he's a good person and everything,
man,
right?
Yeah, man.
You know, but then another thing with it, too, like, I mean, like, you're talking about the medical fraternity, right?
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? It's like, Rodney said he's conflicted, or, you know, because of like you say, between, like, PLP and FNM.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing he said also was that, you know that, he doctor is a hard doctor.
Yes, sir.
And that's the chairman of a party. And
Now you're listening. You're listening. What I'm talking about. Go ahead. Sorry, Scrooge. I ain't gonna interrupt you. Go ahead.
That's why this politics thing, and these things would be messing up and things. But you can't mix medicine with politics. You can't mix like religion with politics. All these different things and things like that become toxic. They become toxic and things when we find that person didn't really agree with you. No. And they can catch you in a different spot, like the arena, they can get you. But what I'm saying is, right, hold on. I done reluctant to go into these talkers and things. I feel like I'm in bush medicine, buddy.
I bush medicine, man, now.
Yeah, me too. But it's good, see? I ain't telling you no lie, right? In all my life, knocking on the wood, right? And I've had no time or opportunity to go to be in the hospital and not leave no bed or nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I dread that to come that day, right? I ain't telling you no lie, right? It's like, you know, me personally, right, it'd be like, hold on. You realize that when we be down at our lowest moment, when we could barely help ourselves, it's the time when we literally give ourselves away to a stranger.
You see that?
You see, and we put our trust in everything in the stranger. Mm-hmm. Some you don't even know, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we give our whole life and everything mm-hmm. to them, and we submit to them. Because if you don't submit to them, well, they could do you bad.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they want to do to you, you are just let them do what they have to do. Because anytime you don't have no right over you. All right? And I think with God, right?
Yes.
I won't hear something, all of us are going to die.
Yes.
We must accept that.
Yes.
And we can't come to terms with that. Ain't nobody can stay but. All right? So while we living, there's some things we got to do.
That's right. That's right.
If we don't do while we're living, right?
That's right.
They come to us when we are reaching our last moment.
There you
right?
go. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
See,
yes.
See, want me to do something? Want me to do something?
Go ahead.
I had plenty of experience of that moment recently, you know, all right? With these, all these smoky things and then fires and all these BS, right? The moment is something, I ain't telling you no lie, right? Because all of us get exit one day, right? And we can't come to terms with ourselves, to be with ourselves, to when we're at our lowest moment, to be our strength with ourselves, right?
Yes.
Because you can't listen to nowhere to be you know, shoulder to lean on and this and that. Because me, I quite simply, one day something's go to bed by myself, right? When yeah. I close my eye, I ain't gonna know that no one around me when I close my eye, you know, because mm-hmm. when I open my eye, I think I know it by myself still, right? Mm. And I don't want to be close to my eye and run no strength to give me no needle and thing and thing.
Well, yeah, aye for that.
Me out.
Aye for that.
I don't know what they do to me. Aye
for that. Aye for that. Aye for that.
I don't know what they do to me when they close my eye, right?
If you being
open my eye up and think,
if you behemoth people who live in this country right now, you think I want to go in that hospital for people to be injecting me with all kind of needles? Buddy, I want that home. Listen to me. I won't go home and die.
Buddy?
That's why I'm setting my future up now to put myself in a better position because I don't suffer up there.
Scrooge, let me tell you something here. You know, we all must practice. To even go through that thing called even the death encounter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what we got to do? You know why plenty of people just be like running to them, talking and this and that?
You got to teach them.
You know how to do that?
No
because
faith.
They don't know who they are, right?
They don't have no faith.
They don't know the power within themselves.
That's right. They hear themselves.
Let me say something. These people don't know who they are.
That's right.
Back, right?
That's why I said
no time, but they suffer alone.
That's why I tell them, the body is the temple of the Lord. People, you're listening to me closely. The body.
Hey, God is in everybody, buddy.
That's right. I'm trying to explain to them.
Let me say something, yeah? The external, all the church and thing like that, man, make them fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart is where God lives. That's why me, I mix them with all these. Hey, I can't lie with you. What is going on? First going to this child, right? My grandma's the people go to church, buddy. You know, that is the genius going up. I make all the toys and all the boys and they can carpenter in the right. Yeah. Scrooge, you want to do something? I tell you no lie, right? I stand in front of the black and white TV. That's the industry TV. There's a being a box, wooden box, right?
Yeah.
And the screen wasn't flat.
Yeah.
And the round edges and things like that, right? And I had like five knobs on the bottom, horizontal and all and thing, and then the three on top with channel and this and that. But when you say something, I stand on the TV Saturday morning, right? And I tell you no lie, right? And I hear this voice, right? God ain't nothing to play with. Right? Then it goes on. You see the people in the church? You see them? They play with God. Then it goes on. You know what? Don't mix. Do not mix. And
yes.
I tell you no lies, Scrooge. You want to do something? People call me all kind of name, and they call me demon. You want to do something? The God inside me is stronger than God, but you got to know why. Because guess what? My God ain't diluted, boy.
Yes.
Guess what? The people in the church, anything worshiping, whatever worshiping, that diluted amongst all of them, anything like that. And none of them loyal to whatever they are to, boy. The message is coming in the air from God, and they don't accept. That's why you see plenty of people around here walking around these big and all these anything and they and feel like they're rabid, especially the women. You see what I'm saying? Because you know what? They don't know all of themselves. They ain't even know themselves.
Yeah.
When they do stuff and think they're being haunted.
That's
wondering who they are, who this, who you having sex with this one, who keep with this and that. Want to do something? When you know yourself, you know how beautiful it is. You don't be you'll be alone, but you surely don't be lonely.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yes,
because
sir.
Guess what? You really search the one and only by?
Yes.
Deep like that. And guess what? You know what? Just keep on doing it. You know what? You only want to go and see people because guess what? The mere fact that, hold on, you just where you get to God. It's called a real truth in life. Why? Because guess what? People around you, all they want to do is fake it, huh? Pretend, smile, and this and that, and they know they cut their throat. Huh? You see, through all these things, they really spend time with yourself. But you know what? People, they scared of themselves. That's why when people get mad at home, they're in a relationship 50-50 or they be in a 50-50 love. Well, I tell you what, where the other 50% is what you got on your children running about. You're
yeah.
But 100% in everything what you do.
Yeah. I just want to say that's why you're talking. Again, corruption. Do you remember a few years back there was administration in power and $10 million, I think it was $10 million or $3 million worth of pharmaceutical drugs went missing from the Princess Margaret Hospital? You remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, nothing about it.
Did you remember that, right?
Yeah, nothing about it.
Okay.
You know, it's more than nothing. There's all kinds of things in this country that just go on like that, right? And you don't hear nothing about it, right? But my contention still is, right? I tell you no lie, right? In this country, we need to clean this place up, right?
Yeah, fast.
Ain't no hate, no Haitian or nothing like that. But want me to tell you something?
All
the gangs of Haitians that are here in this country, the gangs, they call them gangs, that are here on the ground, right? You know, Bahamas, they go over there and they bring these people over here. They don't know who these people are.
Mm.
And they next stump them out to something and they force us and tell us, look here, you have to accept this and accept their culture, whatever. But you know what? These people didn't accept our culture. All right?
All right.
They don't even want to talk our language.
Thank you, man. Hmm?
And then a couple of days they get up with them and they flag, they wonder what the government's going to do this year. Because this country, we need to focus on Bahamas, man.
Yes,
we don't need no other nation coming inside here. Put them their flag and think it just doesn't talk about they having a flag day. Because they never had no loyalty for us in this country. Deeper than that, right? Who hold our passport, right? They supposed to be talking English.
Thank you, man.
These stations that are playing Creole on the airwaves and things like that, yeah. Right? They should be condemned by government. Why? So they may have their still. Guess what? That ain't unifying this country.
Mm. Thank you, man. Yeah, thanks, man. I got one or two callers, but you did a wonderful job, man. Thanks a lot, man. You gave a mouthful. You know, and many people, you know, are discouraged about what's happening in our country. You know, just recently they show immigration officers checking a house, and on discovery, they was able to go to a resident house who was a Haitian national, and there was this little girl in this particular room where people were practicing voodoo, and they had so many names on it. And then listening, you know, to a video recording, you know, this is the Bahamas, you know, and we believe in Christianity. I believe in a different Christianity. I'm a believer, you know. I believe that doing to others, you know, is my motto. What goes around comes around. I try to be kind, I try to be honest, I try to help who I can help. I try not to lie, I try in my relationship not to cheat. You know, I try things that what God asks me to do, and I see the reward. You know, and many people who are doing things that they feel is their religion, you know, bring curses upon the nation, you know, using up no idol gods, and et cetera like that. And we have to be careful about that religion that is growing in our country. And that could be the demise of us as a country. Because, you know, I was watching, and I don't have nothing against Haitian nationals, you know, for those who are here. I do have a problem with those coming on the boats illegally here in the country and going unchecked. I think that is wrong. The guy talked about it. You don't know who these individuals are. You know, it's a very tricky situation. But most importantly, what some of these individuals are bringing to our country, like voodoo and stuff like that, you know, it ain't gonna work on me because I'm a strong believer in the Father. I'm a strong believer in the stories that are real. And I apply those things to my life. And I know personally that, you know, there's an afterlife. I'm going to let this caller come in. I just want to say this to the general public. This is my experience on knowing that there's a God. Besides me being shot at multiple times from multiple individuals, you know, besides me being in all kind of violent crimes, you know, that's how I know. Gunshot, guy's trying to shoot me numerous times, son. I'm here today. But this would really, really let me know that there's a God and there's a heaven. When my grandmother passed away, I call her, come right now, just give me 1 minute. Don't go nowhere, call her. Just give me 1 minute, please, and I'm going to get this. Remember I told you my grandmother, when she was released, she passed away 3 days later. On the last day, my Uncle Barry Brennan came to me and he told me that my grandmother passed. This is his mom, and that's my grandmother, but she's just like my mother. My uncle told me, and I ain't see my uncle no more because he couldn't handle it, but he know I could handle it, okay? So why is me and my cousin, Quentin Brennan, and he is the witness to this. He didn't even see this. So if anyone don't believe there's a God, and if you treat this body and you do accordingly to God, I believe and I know that there is a heaven or something like heaven because I see it with my own eyes. And this is witness. And God could strike me down with lightning if I'm lying to any one of you what I'm about to say. When my grandmother passed away and we were lifting her body out the car, her to the hearse, I'm the oldest grandchild. My cousin, Dax is the second one, and then Nunu, then Quinn. When we was about to put my grandmother inside the hearse. Okay? All of a sudden, there were some birds. We call them pitamadek. You normally see them around 6-7, and they would be getting the mosquitoes, and their wings are black and white. All of a sudden, over our house, the birds came in different directions, and they came over the house. And when they came over, they fly over my grandmother's house, and they form a tornado. Listen to me, people. A tornado swarm with a couple hundred birds. God is my witness. My cousin Quentin Brennan on the police force, and he would attest to this. Only me and him see this, and I was the first one to see it. And the birds then dispersed, and they going up like in a circle, like a tornado, way over my grandmother's house. Musty, listen to people. Musty going, but a half a mile in the air over my grandmother's house, like a tornado. And then all of a sudden, they dispersed like there wasn't anyone there. So what I'm trying to say? That's my experience. And you already said, if I lie, listen to me, and I don't lie. If I lie, God could strike me down right now. And I swear, he could strike me down if I witness this, and this would tell me that there's a God. And I said, my grandmother, she went there. Where were the purgatory? Where were this? She went. So you think I don't want to go like, I want to go like that. And I see it with my own eyes. Okay, Carla, you're on the line. Sorry for taking so long.
Yes, Coach, you ain't going to be sorry, but you know, you're listening. For the past couple of weeks, I always listening. You know what I mean, my brother?
Yes, sir.
But, you know, I think what you were saying is so real, but I always, you know, like my grammy was almost 100, right? And she died practically in front of me, Scoozy.
Wow.
You see?
Yes, sir.
And the real thing is, but you know, when you read the scriptures, right, Scoozy?
Yes, sir.
In the seas, there'll be gnashing of teeth. You remember the song they used to play in Zanzibar, Budubai, Budubai, Bye, Bye, Bye,
Bye, Bye, Bye.
I see, are you ready? And look over Jordan, what do I see? A whole heap of hungry picnic. And it says, it talk about people gnashing of teeth. So they thought, like, they don't know Zanzibar was like a church to the Rastaman back in the days, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, the people who they thought was bad, worse, the country becomes a curse. You don't even have a nurse. Thank God you don't end up in a
curse.
Now, watch this, brother. You know, they don't care about us, you know. I listened to brother run up with immigration, right? But, Scoochie, man, let the migrant community know you and I have been living amongst them for decades from migration. How much Haitian, Bahamian, Virgin, we are, even, you know, they was Haitian.
We can't even count, man. We can forget about that.
Yeah, so we didn't, that's what they saying. It would be, no, no, there was no Haitian. Until
No.
The numbers start building up, and then everybody becomes so audacious. I told you the story about the young lady who went to Haiti. But they know what's going on in Haiti, right? Mm. So, really, the agenda really is our country now. Don't sleep. I can add this. You see the sporadic settling of our outer islands, right?
Yes, sir.
We are so vulnerable. And corruption, there will be no disruption. You see, let me get this straight right now with the general public before I get licked, right? Because people really think it's be trying to... I ain't trying to make no changes, you know. You know why? I didn't see the human people weak and pathetic. So all I want to do is just bring consciousness to certain things. Not that I can make changes by myself. You see what I'm saying, Scoozy?
Yes, sir.
We cannot make changes by ourselves. We only can bring certain things.
Collectively.
They had a guy on the other day, and I don't know if he's a pastor. I wonder how, but someone showed he's on. So he said that there's a politician, or he had a rural guy. He was a nice guy. I like everything what he's saying. But when I made some comments about the police force and what we are seeing as citizens, right, he said there's certain things we can't change, there's certain things we can change, right? But with that type of attitude, right, we'll stay the way we are.
Yep.
Where the status quo don't want us to know.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying, brother?
Yes, sir.
Now, I asked a simple question. I wanted to know if they searched the officer home who was arrested in the States, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted to know if they searched his home here. Remember the story where they ran and said, they said the retired commissioner went over there to visit him in the prison or wherever he was, right?
Yes, went to see him.
And you heard the story. So why can't we believe that story? What you going over there to visit him for? Then we heard our leader shout the word entrapment, right? Because that's what this is to me.
Oh, Lord.
But he said entrapment, right?
Yeah.
But the new word is entrapment, because it's crap, right? Now, we want to know why they shielding whoever this name is or whatever this is to be. You know me, like, Bach, I mix up, so I ain't going to be wearing with no one, and I ain't shielding for no one.
Yeah.
You know, the street niggas, them, you see in the States, you watch Voice 40, you see how quick the people have roll over on one another?
Yeah.
So me and you, what the word is with people like me and you, do you think we're going to get mixed up with the young cats that move, go to jail and sit down and run a big moat for looking for fame and come out and get the bleed? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's a continual cycle.
Yeah.
It's a terrible cycle.
Yeah.
It's a terrible, terrible cycle. There's a cycle of corruption. There's a cycle of deception. And there's a cycle of control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, I had called, you know, the little brethren who got killed on Shirley Street the other day, a couple of weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
He'd just get the little, you know, the power band bike, the dirt bike. He had the real power band. They got power, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he was used to be killing himself, my little brethren, right?
Yeah.
So when I told him the ambulance took about an hour to get there, it was only three feet away from the hospital.
My point exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know why they confounded about the fire engine. Let me tell you what the problem with us is. We only want to come together when it's them. But now, the people who, the tenants in that building and downtown, I feel for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people should come together. I mean, come on, man. You know what it is? You know, because I had a fire by the homestead right in the front of the Apollo shop.
Yes, sir.
A vehicle caught a fire, Scoochie.
Yes.
On Cherokee, right? Scoochie, I was so scared and all my blood clean. Listen to me. The fire, I come from the fish fire night, right? Just years ago. So, one of my brethren, he just pulled up. He say, I was in the shop. He say, man. He say, sus. He say, your Jeep on fire. I say, stop joking, man. You know what I mean? So when I look, it was somebody just gave it to my brother, right? So when I look, I try to open up the hood, man, and the fire, and I look, the thing boiled in the big smoke and the big gas tank, man, it was in the yard. It was up close to the yard. And you got a big gas tank. Must be like one of them. I know it's one of them big gas tanks. Been there for years. Right?
Yeah.
It's a big one. Like it would have been a restaurant. I'd go on a milk on my mind. And, you know, I had to throw water and sand and everything all over the engine. And that vehicle burned right down the yard. The fire engine, them came, you know. But they came quick. But they came within, like I say, I don't know. It was response time was great.
Mm.
So this was years ago. So I could see the deterioration. You know, we live in the inner city. We could hear the fire engines them all the time. Cause,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know what I mean?
Yes.
They have to pass Market Street and East Street, respectively.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? But certain things will always be hidden from us, Scoochie. Like, why can't I ask that question? So the reason why I'd ask that question if they had searched his home, because if it was me and you, they would have done the same thing.
Yes.
And with that amount of contraband
yes.
and the nature of it,
yes.
then if they didn't do that, what did that indicate to me?
They're connected, and they were taking
Scoochie, not cutting you off, but I'm so vexed. I mean, like, yeah, go ahead, Scoochie. Let me listen.
They are connected. Okay, let me give you a prime example. When you said entrapment, right? Look at all the drugs would get bust in the last, say, couple of months after Curtis got locked up. All those are connected. Curtis.
But
Scoochie. Let me just say this. See, I'm trying to, you want to know, right?
Yeah.
Curtis talking. Curtis was in charge of the airport. This is my speculation. He was in charge of airport. That means he was in charge of all the airports in the country. These are transition ports. After you get transition ports where they do their drug smuggling from here to here to here. And he had that because he was in charge of aviation on the Royal Bahamas Police Force. He was in control. So by him getting locked up, he asked for a 60-day stay so he can think about a plea deal with the New York District Court, right? Why the 60-day delay? Because now he's accepting the plea bargain because the United States has enough on him. They don't need nothing from him. So what he's doing now, he's giving up all his connection, all the drugs he get when they're playing in Auckland. They find this drug on this key. They find this one get bust and some Bahamians getting locked up. But you see in the newspaper, all that's connected.
Scoochie Brown.
Yes, sir.
So let's see. Listen to me, Bridget.
All is connected.
I go and read the newspaper in New York online.
Mm-hmm.
This is the age of the internet. Overload. Your mind explode.
Yes.
Ninja Toad. Now listen to me, brother.
All connected.
Listen to me. Yeah, that's what he's saying. I was going to read the paper from New
York.
All
connected.
When I read something last week. When you read what the people printing in New York, I know they hiding things. Listen to me. They print what they printing in New York will blow your hearts off.
Mm-hmm.
In the New York, I saw it.
It's connected.
And so, but what I'm saying is, when I came on the airwaves and told the people, they're very naive to conceive or believe or be deceived about these planes landing on the Yacht Islands with contraband. I'm a Colombian. I'm a fool, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I laden a plane with thousands of millions of dollars worth of drugs and just guessed and threw it up in there and let it land anywhere. You really believe that, Scoochie?
And then?
There's orchestration.
Then we got two senior officers on two of those.
We, we, we know about the Miller case with being in the newspaper.
And you heard the Colombian, you heard what the Colombian said when he tried to put it in the Colombian. The Colombian said, I work him with you. You was the one.
He pulled a gun in the Colombian violated the key, it was in the newspaper.
To try and make it seem like he was arresting them, right? Okay, my point exactly. All is connected.
The Coast Guard is already there, and they saw, man.
All is connected. All is connected, my brother. All is connected.
Yeah, but only me and you, they want, only me and you back in the days, and still little you, them getting killed for little pieces of meat. They want to eat up your flesh.
All right, man.
Even if it was Rasta, look, they didn't want to smoke meat. Like, they giving everybody rights, gay rights, all these other rights, but you can't smoke a piece of weed with God, go. And they try
52.
They give me a break.
52.
I'm sick of death every day.
52. I want to say this. The murder gong slow us down, right? You're stop hearing about drug buses all around the country. Why you think? Because all that there was the gateway of all of some of the major crimes that was going on in this country is all connected in that. That's why you're seeing a little slowdown, because the guns ain't getting no more, the cocaine ain't getting no more, and the money is not flowing no more. That's what's going on in our country.
Yeah, but Scrooge, only me and you can't really build nothing and do nothing without you shooting, you know?
Yes,
you have to understand, when you wear a uniform and a badge.
Yeah. But anyway.
Work in a government office. Wherever you work, you could do anything. You could build 50 apartments. You could have 50 property, 50 cars. No one is questioning you.
Mm-hmm. Because you're a part of a party again. Most of these senior... Now, so most of these... Watch this now. Most of the senior cops, right? No disrespect, yes, Deputy Commissioner Anthony Road. What party he is a part of?
Anthony Road? Who's Anthony Road?
The one who just got robbed. The one who just got robbed.
I know Anthony Ferguson. Anthony
Road, Deputy Commissioner of Police, who just got robbed that day.
I just heard his name that day. I don't know him. But
yes, he's the one also, they talked about him getting a $1 million contract along with... Right, but that's just right. I mean, we're not yet knocking on him. We're just talking about the Fox. You understand what I'm saying? He is a Progressive Liberal Party member. Clayton Fernando, he is a Progressive Party member.
Yeah.
Alison Green said. Then we have other officers who, on the Free National Movement, who they appointed are Free National Movement officers.
So obviously the new COP.
So all them. And so in there, and there because. So in there, that's where all the corruption. That's where all the corruption coming from, brother.
Yeah, but something you said too, and they said he got robbed. I saw he got robbed.
Yeah.
I was hoping, I wish he'd shoot someone, but they said the guys had high-powered weapons. But I was wondering, well, with these guys robbing now with high-powered weapons, you look bad now. But that just shows you how audacious they are. But I was trying to be a little streetier too, me and you, than being at the street college, right?
Whatever, they get a couple
of if I robbing someone and he have a gun.
I taking that.
And I believe that's what happened. That, didn't want to tell the public.
Man, my brother, listen.
It had to happen because...
You can't turn your back on him. You turn your back on him, he can spine you up.
So
right?
I don't understand how they want us to be so naive.
All right, then.
You know what I mean? Come on, man.
You got to read between the line. You got to read between... Anyway, you're doing a good job. If they get one, two more calls, you want to take them?
Yeah, give thanks, brother.
You make good sense. But let me say this to the general public. All of that is connected. If you can't put the one and two together, then you ain't got no common sense. All right? The slowdown we're seeing now is a result of the connection between bad cops. I ain't talking about the good, decent cops on the Royal Bahamas Police Force who are doing their job diligently. But when you have people who have power and can get away with it, walking through airport with briefcases, with drugs, and you as a senior cop, right? And you have a clique of guys, and those clique of guys working with a group of guys on the streets who are shooters, knowing that they get police protection. What you think these guys is going to do? You would like to know how many people got let go by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I mean, not from the good cops, but from the bad cops, and their faction there, and the force needs to be cleaned out. We're going to take this one call before the show ends. Go ahead, caller. Sorry for taking so long. Caller, you still there? Caller, you still there?
Go ahead.
You
mean me, right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. My bad. Sorry for taking so long.
Oh, boy, everything cool. I enjoyed listening to you. I'm 52. I'm a boy, free thing, top. Everybody getting licked. I mean, thousands getting licked off 52. This the kind of time for it. But I enjoy listening to them seeing your man, them, you know. Free thing, too.
They did one.
And you, buddy. And I want to tell you, say, I believe your Grammy in heaven, proud of you and your mommy.
Oh, thank you, man.
Your whole family. Yeah. Even the set would pass, your sister was still here, brother, who you see in Cuba spending time.
Yes,
they proud of you, man. God can do anything. You just got to ask him for the help and trust in him.
Yes, sir.
Scrooge,
yes,
just
sir.
Keep your head, how do you say it? Keep your head on you. Keep, stay focused, Scrooge, in spite of what all going on around you. You in the right direction.
Yes,
the things you talk about, getting old and all of this stuff. You can be the father, but fatherless in your area, man.
Come on.
The children in your area and stuff like that. Continue. Thanks. Just continue to pray, man. God see you. He hear your prayer. He hear your cry.
Yeah.
And he could deliver us.
Yes, sir.
I trust in him, brother. I understand you free thinking when you talk about that lonesome thing. Not lonesome thing, but searching yourself. Mm-hmm. People need to find that, but they need to know how strong they is.
They need to know
and
how strong
they is. And you talk about that bush medicine, Scrooge, that natural medicine.
Yes,
that's
boy.
The way. And boy, free thinker, you ain't only one thinking. When you put yourself in this position, you're reaching this stage in life, and you have to trust people. When you're vulnerable, the word they use,
mm-hmm.
and that's when they really try to deal with you. But we just got to keep holding on to God and trusting in him.
Yes, sir.
You know, Scrooge, I can go right now, but I hear you say a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, a couple of times, you was thinking on trying to get in Parliament and stuff like that. Scrooge, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
I can. That's my Parliament right there. Scrooge. That's my Parliament right. right there.
Huh?
That's my Parliament right there.
Yeah. Ain't nothing you can do.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. That's my Parliament. God is my Parliament.
Huh?
God is my Parliament.
Yeah, man.
Yes,
you're doing
sir.
A lot of good right here, right now.
I
you
think
can
I
help
stick
people.
With that. Yes, sir.
Continue to do good in your community and continue to speak your mind and continue to help people, brother.
Yeah, man. Thank you very
you're
much.
You're in the right direction. Yeah. I know your mommy proud of you and your grammy.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
All right.
I
keep,
appreciate
continue
that,
to keep lifting up the name of the Lord, dude. Don't be ashamed of him.
Yes,
don't
sir.
Be ashamed. Call out the name
yes,
of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Never.
Yes, sir.
Keep up the good work, Scrooge.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. And you know, my auntie just passed away this morning as well, you know. My auntie Dawn just passed away this morning. Yeah, so that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, you know. Talk to your loved ones. Make amends with your family. If you wrong somebody in your family, go and apologize, because guess what? You regret it. Because there's nothing more important than an apology. You and someone could not speak in years. But if you see them one day and you just go to them, and you say, I apologize and I embrace you, you watch their response to you. They would be your best friend again. You know, all it takes is an apology. We need family reunion in this country, all right? We can't be letting our loved ones perish in the hospital, okay? Eat healthy, okay? The first words in the book of Genesis is the grains. The heat in the nation is in the grains. The moringa, the mango leaf, the soursop. The catch me not, the seed on the ling, the olives, the guava, you know, oranges, apples, cayenne pepper, good for the heart, colon cancer, you know, take care of your body. It's a temple of the Lord. Stop being vulgar. Females, stop sleeping with so many multiple partners. You understand? You don't need that in your life. Guys, stop sleeping with so much multiple. I'm trying to slow down as a young man right now because I understand the consequences. The decision you make today could control your life. The one mistake you make can actually alter your life for the rest of your days. I'm going to take this last call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City on Guardian Radio.
Yes.
Good night.
Yes, good night.
Good night. Good night to you. Go ahead.
How you doing? God's blessings to you, Valentino, Mr. Brown.
Good night to you, ma'am.
And to all under the sound of my voice, blessings through Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Spirit. This nation shall be healed. And this is your neighbor from round the corner, Hay
yes,
Street.
Yes,
this
ma'am.
Is the pilot project.
Yes, ma'am.
Through Hay Street, where I intentionally allow it to grow up so that the people who over the hill, it's still a part of the police project from the Paranormal Investigations Unit. And I can assure you that our people over the hill shall be treated with dignity and humanity. And the senior politicians shall hand this nation over properly under the leadership of Prime Minister Philip Edward Braze Davis. The tactics that they were playing, we investigated and anticipated all of this attack with the generated AI, we could not reveal that, you see. And all the scam going on our senior citizens and disrespect for our senior citizens shall come to complete halt because the Commissioner of Police Secretary, I already informed her, and we shall have with all our nation leaders, especially my mortal boss, former Prime Minister Hubert Alexander Ingram. This is nothing about politics.
Yes,
and the people who are addressing Mr. Davis, the Prime Minister, as Philip, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, okay? Because it's a poor example for our younger children. And I can assure you that this area of the Bain and Grandstand, Mr. Wade Watson, he's an excellent politician, and they attacked him. And I will help him out with certain things that is going on. God bless you all, and it shall change. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, like I said, you know, and also, you know, like when I was talking about the MPs as governors, you know, like for Wade Watson, I think like he is a great, great MP, but I think he's overwhelmed, you know, with a large amount of people that lives in the constituency, with the small budget that he receives. In the year, like $150,000 a day with a population of 40,000. Okay. And like you said, 52, talk about the response. I think talk about the response of the ambulance and how, you know, the ambulance is, the person got injured here. And the response from the ambulance, you know, like 30, 40 minutes. How is it that we have not structured the Bahamas where we have fire stations set up to accompany the company, individuals, you know, like a ambulance station? You know, you could build those, you know, you could build those with, you know, with two fire trucks in each constituency, you know, but they have to be maintained. So instead of the fire engine got to come from where to the airport, right? It takes but an hour. So that building had to burn down. That probably one part of the structure would have burned down. You know, the other day there was this sister on the news concerning their mom who passed away. And the response time of the ambulance, it's ridiculous. 30, 40 minutes after the woman was actually found on the ground and she was bleeding a little bit and she was laying in the bottle. The response time is crazy. You know, if you have these things structured, knowing the population of the Bahamas, knowing that in to save lives, if you're a paramedic or police to solve a crime, timing is everything. So why is it that we don't have adequate ambulances? Why is it we don't have adequate fire engine? Because our governments have failed us. They have failed to understand there's a bigger population. They're supposed to strategize and split us all up in different sections and put ambulance this way, ambulance this way, so you minimize the time. So if you have an ambulance in Elizabeth State and someone gets hurt in Elizabeth State, the ambulance only has to go right there, okay? And go to the clinic and carry an individual. And then if there's more emergency, we can easily, in a 15 minutes period, we probably can make it to Princess Margaret Hospital. But if we have clinics where the ambulance driving section is set up, station is set up along with the fire station, these engines for that particular area. So the response time could be anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes instead of 30 minutes to an hour, you know? And we're supposed to keep upgrading on ambulance every year. Andrew's supposed to have ambulance. Chad Island's supposed to have ambulance along with fire trucks. The other day there was a fire on one of the family islands and they didn't even have a fire truck. Then this gentleman who I saw, you know, there was an incident happened, and he went and he bought a fire truck for his community. You know, a businessman said that, you know what, it's needed for the community. And he said he would purchase the next one. So there's a businessman who said that, you know, I'm not going to wait on government. We need a fire engineer. We had a fire, so that wake him up. So he went and he purchased two fire engine. You know, so if you have funds, you know, you also could be the government. So I applaud that gentleman. You know, he bought one first, and he said he's going to buy a second one for that family island. So now the island has two fire trucks, and he said it's for the community. It's not his own. He bought it. He took his own personal money, and he bought them. So the MPs of these communities, they need to strategize and make their budget debate, and their budget debate is what they're going to need for their community, you know, and strategize. I mean, need thinkers and leaders like that. What the community needs. These MPs are just going in parliament and they are not strategizing what their community needs. The Old Islands need ambulances. The Old Island needs clinics. The whole island needs light. The whole islands need water. The whole islands need infrastructure. Okay? And again, I'm going to end on this. For those who don't believe in God, there was this MP. I can't remember his name. He was a Free National Movement MP. And they were using, again, government. I think this was Long Island, right? But I can't remember this MP's name. But anyway. And they had a truck. And a plane was coming in with his mom, I think, or his sister, or his wife, the family members. And they had to use the truck lights on the airport road because the airport road's lights were not working. Or they had no lights. Now, how is this? We have airports in the country or the lights are not working. So we have to put a truck. And we still have not learned. So they used the truck light to put over there. Right? Guess what happened? The plane crashed. The MP lost his mom, I think it's the next family. I can't remember. I'm trying to remember the MP name. I think he was a Free National Movement MP. All right? And he lost his mom, I think, in a plane crash and the accident because no lights was on the airport road, you know, when the plane landing. And here's the thing. You don't believe in God and the Bible, and you don't believe in the Bible. If the word is not real, the truck was completely burned beyond recognition on the newest people. When the firefighters went and checked the truck, guess what was the only thing that did not burn in the truck? The Bible. The Bible was the only thing that did not burn in the truck. And that was an MP. I can't remember what family island, but he's a Free National Movement MP, and he's very classist, man. I can remember his name, man. I suppose you remember his name, but since we're talking about if you believe in God and then et cetera. But anyway, the Bible was the only thing. It was on the news. Was the only thing that survived. So it shows you that God is real. You know, so I just wanted to say that to each and every one of you. And I think that area like Bantan, with as good as job Mr. Watson doing, I think that areas like Angleston, I think areas like Fox Hill, I think areas like Bain and Grandstand, they need two representatives, not one. Honestly speaking, you understand? I think there needs to be two MPs for Bain and Grandstand, for Angleston, because it's too much for Mr. Watson and it's too much for Ms. Glenna Hannah Martin. I think if we have two MPs in those six constituents in that particular area and split it, well, you know, they have half this way and half this way. And I feel that the $150,000 that MPs get every year, snipings to do community work and help at funerals and community development, is too little. I think that each MP in a five-year period, once they're accountable to say what they have done with the funds, like, I feel that each MP in the country should have $1 million for community development per year. So they'd have like a $5 million to make changes in the community. That means fixing houses, having community activities on the park, helping the community develop small businesses, fix homes that need to be repaired in the community, help out with funeral arrangements for numerous people who need it in those particular communities, and then other stuff. But I totally believe that the areas that has more than 20 to 30,000 people needs more than one MP. Okay? One MP cannot work. And the $150,000 they're receiving, it's not going to work. You know? So I want to encourage people again, take care of your health. Understand your body is the temple of the Lord. Okay? So, I'm your host, Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scoochie, Scrooge, or Scroogie. Host of the talk show Inside the Inner City. To all my callers, you guys did a wonderful job. To all the listeners, I appreciate each and every one of you. And remember what I said, your body is a temple of the Lord. Don't waste your life, people. Don't waste your life and then end up in a hospital where no one coming to help you. And then you're going to die a lonely life in that Princess Margaret Hospital. Do something with your life, people. Don't waste it. Save your money. Put it in the bank. Get your house. Get everything that you need in this life. Don't wait too late, people. You know what I say? Because you're going to suffer and you're going to regret it. And like I said, talk to your family members or friends or someone you had a problem with and just make amends. And we need our family reunion again in this country so we can know where we are in this country and we can support one another. And we got to take care of our family members. And for those family members who have that bad attitude, they don't like nobody, and et cetera, you too will die one day. And your attitude is going to dictate on how others treat you. And if you continue to be like an old Scrooge, like the three ghosts, eh? You're going to die a miserable life in the hospital instead of you dying home in your house. Plan for your future, people. Your body is a temple of the Lord. Okay? So I'll see you next week on Guiding Radio 96.9. Enjoy your night, people.
Only God that I believe in, Watch them only pass through for a season, Godless, I go weed them, I represent the ghetto people I'm from.
Nassau, Bahamas, bigger meat and bro. Boy, I from meat and bro.